looks like it's going to be a good day for getting out and about and catching up on all of that stuff that you weren't able to do in the last couple of weeks. It's so much catching up to be done on farms everywhere now that there is probably a lot of rush in a workplace that could always do with a little less haste. One person who is sadly no stranger to the potential hazards of the farmyard is Meath-based suckler farmer Helen Hughes. She lost her father 15 years ago to a farm accident. She spoke to our Hannah Quinn Mulligan about the loss that she still feels today, having taken on the mantle of running the farm.
Yes, this was all new, our antenna in here.
So we've just stepped into another shed now, and there's a straw bedded area here, and there's a new baby calf that's just been born. Look at it, it's adorable, isn't it?
So this is, so she's one of our heifers, our own bred heifer, so she's a limousine.
Helen Hughes runs a suckler farm with her husband and mother in County Meath.
For years and years, my dad was a big lover of the Charleys and went purebred for a while on different things.
Unfortunately, farming is still one of the highest percentages of accidents and fatalities of any industry in Ireland. And sadly, one year Helen's father was one of these fatalities.
So we bred some of our own, and then the Hereford creeped in when we decided to go organic. And yeah, as I said, we love the Hereford. Very easy calves, they're calving.
And you mentioned your mother farming, which is a bit unusual, I suppose. How did that come about?
Yes, so mum actually inherited the farm here from her uncle back in the early 90s. And she was married to my dad, we were small kids. So they started to farm here together, tried different things. The sheep kind of crept in, but crept out pretty quickly. The cows were the love. As I said, dad tried the Charley purebeds for a couple of years. They were hard work. There was double suckling. There was a lot of things going on here over the years, different projects. I think at one time he was thinking about deer, and he genuinely did the course and everything. So, no, they never appeared
around. Very entrepreneurial, though.
Oh, yeah. yeah, he did. He really went to it. He went to the bitter end, and then for some reason didn't, when a few farmers around about did. They farmed together here. Dad would have done a lot of contracting off the farm. So that's that second income. Mum would have always had a bit of a job too. And then sadly, unfortunately, my dad, he passed away 15 years ago. So he was contracting and farming here, but he went to do a job here on our own farm just across the road. And he was killed in a machinery accident. So that was a big shock to family life, to farm life, to everything. But we had great support, and we had great community that rallied around us, and Dad's community, and taught us so much when we thought we knew it all, but we didn't. You know, Dad was really, he was the one that was farming here, and he was doing the thing. So we kind of scaled back a little bit after that. We did terrible. We went from one to the other. The last time we got locked down with TB was the year afterwards. So we had a year where we were left with Waylands, and we were trying to get land and lease land, so it was a very steep learning curve.
And I think grief takes a long time. I mean, I lost my father recently enough, and it's funny the things that hit you a year or even a bit longer afterwards as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, only just before Christmas, Dad was into vintage tractors. He did an old 5000. So 15 years on, you know, it was there, and we did a little bit, and we took it up, we brought it to a few of the shows, because again, something else he was into. He was massively into machinery, loved his machinery, and real particular about it. We've just, the 5000 has just parted, but it's gone to his cousin, who was equally as fond of the vintage, and he's been eyeing it up for a few years, so we parted that. But even still, I mean, converting these sheds in the last 2 years, we've seen the work that Dad had done many years ago, and but there's a love here that he passed down to us, and that is why we're still here, I think, and that's why we did it. And it wasn't ever really a question that we wouldn't do it, you know. And I have two smallies, you've seen one of them there, so I have two, a girl and a boy coming on, and it's really nice to, I grew up that way, and I think it's a lovely way of life, and it's a nice thing to be able to bring family up into. And it's hard work, but it's enjoyable, and it's good work.
What was your dad's name?
Noel, and my son is Noel. My 2.5-year-old is coming on. He's Noel McDermott. So we've Noel coming on, and he's loving the cows and the tractors and all of that.
Must have been great to get his vintage tractor out and to show them kind of Grandpa Noel's tractor, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was. And they cleaned it and polished it and scrubbed it alongside me. And they had the appreciation of it. And you know what? It was a lovely thing to have, but it just wasn't getting the value here. So we know where it's gone. We know it's going to be equally as loved and used probably a little bit around about. And first we did, like, we spread fertilizer and we brought it out every so often when we could and do a little bit with it. But yeah, it's them little things, and it's nice to still be here. And although he loved the contracting and the machinery, he really did love the farm, and I can feel him here at times, you know, definitely.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, it's one of the tidiest farmyards I've ever been around. It's a credit to you and your mother and your husband, who I hear gets roped in
Mom,
as well.
Cyril, yeah, definitely. They're both fond of keep. I think there's a competition at times. She'll come down in the mornings and he'll come down in the evenings, and they'll be keeping an eye on one another's work and see was that fork put back where I left it.
No, I think it sounds like you might be the director of all of this.
Well,
it's super someone did that.
Referee. Could be one or the other. Don't tell them I said that. But it's a really nice time of year, and even for my own kids to come down and see the calves and things like that, they love it. You know, it's really nice, and they can talk about it in school and all the rest. So, yeah, it's a project. It's a project we love, and it's a project we'll grow on, I think, as the years go on and as we learn a bit more, and see how much we can do and push it.
Always very impressed by a neat yard is our Hannah, there with Helen Hughes in Meath.